In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning, and welcome back to Word for Life. We are delighted that you've joined us this morning. This is Joe Helm, one of the pastors at Brookside Baptist Church, and it's been a thrill this week to minister with you, and we're talking about deception, actually. A little bit ominous topic. We've looked at a number of different aspects of deception and how it has affected this world system and how this world system is devoid of God, and it deceives people, it distracts people, it desensitizes people, especially the children of God. And actually, this old world system is antagonistic toward the things of God and the truth of God, and makes it even a more dangerous place to be in. We talked about last time how this delusion and deception was going to increase in the end days, how Jesus himself warned of it, that many will come in these end times deceiving and causing people to be deceived. And then both Paul and Peter actually talked about deception rising in the end times. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 that in the end times evil men and seducers, deceivers, deluders shall wax worse and worse, deceiving many. And then Paul to the Thessalonian believers was speaking of the end times and the return of Christ. And he said, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Wow. Some pretty powerful warnings. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world that is rife with deception, and it's only growing by the day. I hope we understand this. It is imperative that we understand this, because one of the greatest dangers believers face is this constant bombardment of deception and delusion by this God-devoid world system. Now, because of that, what's the greatest need of believers today? The greatest need is discernment. I've got to discern, and I've got to understand and be able to identify and distinguish when that danger is at hand. And I've got to be able to distinguish between right and wrong and truth and error and light and darkness. How to use God's truth and wisdom to have the ability to make wise and godly and righteous choices that are going to bring God's approval, that are going to bring God's blessing and fruitfulness to myself and my family. Victory in my spiritual life. Victory in the ministry that God has given me. Fruitfulness in bringing others into a relationship with Christ and being reconciled with Him. Well, wait a minute. Why do I need discernment? You know, I'm a believer. I have been born again, and I've been given spiritual understanding, and I'm no longer blind and fallen and dead in my sins. God's revealed himself to me in the gospel. I've been rescued by personal faith in Jesus Christ. Why do I still need discernment? Well, that's because, really, even as a believer, the Bible describes us oftentimes in terms of being infants, newborns, babes, growing. So we need to understand that we need constant growing in our spiritual walk. In fact, Peter said, "As a newborn infant, crave the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby." He knew this was going to be an issue. The world is constantly assaulting us, and we need to be constantly growing in God's word. Also, Peter even mentions to his readers that, using the imagery of being a foreigner, he said, "I'm urging you as foreigners, abstain from these fleshly lusts which are warring against your soul." And so he paints this picture of them being kind of, the idea is, left behind enemy lines. And they're in foreign territory. And so they need to have the strength that only God's word and God's spirit can provide. Pilgrims and sojourners on this earth, left on assignment to be light in this world of darkness. So we have to be aware of the fact that the lusts of the flesh and the lusts of the eyes and the pride of life, these lusts of the world, they're just constantly warring against my soul because I have that old nature that wants to fulfill those desires. And so the question is, who am I really having in command and control? And how am I feeding that in the right way to be dominant in my life? I need to learn that it's God's word and the truth of God that's going to help me cast down human reasoning and human feelings and human desires and enable me to take those old natural man, carnal, fleshly thoughts captive and to keep them in and to allow instead the Spirit of Christ to live in me. As Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet it's not I, but Christ lives in me. I've got to learn to die so that Christ can live through me. And so I need light. I need discernment. I need light. I need clarity and understanding of the truth, of reality, of real spiritual reality. What's going on in this world around me? And that I'm not here just to get a job and pay my bills and raise kids and die. I'm here to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, an ambassador for Christ, a steward of the manifold gifts and grace of God. I'm here to be a soldier that is faithful and true and taking the high ground and the offensive to take the incredible message of reconciliation to those that do not know Him. This is the spiritual battle. And I'm only going to find this reality in the Scripture, in the truth. Understanding and spiritually growing only comes through the knowledge and application of the Word of God. David cried out to the Lord, "Open thou mine eyes, that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. I'm a stranger in the earth." David knew. He got it. He saw the picture. And he said, "I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me." He was telling God how desperately dependent he was on understanding and knowing the truth. Jesus himself prayed in his high priestly prayer in John 17, "Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." Peter said, "Crave the pure milk of the word." Paul said, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Paul said, "Be filled with the knowledge of his will. Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly," Colossians 3:16 says. Boy, I'll tell you what I need. I need the truth. And then I need understanding. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. God has to open my eyes and give me enlightenment in his word. David knew that. "Teach me, Lord, the way of thy statutes. Give me understanding," he cried out in Psalm 119. Then I need wisdom. I need the spiritual wisdom of God to give me the ability to make right choices and to live in a way that is honoring and worthy and pleasing to God. And then I need commitment. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God," Paul said in Romans 12:1, "present your bodies a living sacrifice. Stop being conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This is a commitment. This is a declaration of my allegiance and my loyalty to my captain, my master, my Lord Jesus Christ. And then number five, I need resolve and determination to simply do, to live out the truths of the gospel and of the word of God. Resolve is a fixedness in my mind and in my heart, in my will to actually do something. Commitment is a declaration of my loyalty and allegiance, but my resolve is when I decide with my will that I'm going to do it. To evaluate the facts, to come to a conclusion, and then determine a course of action and do it. Example, David in Psalm 119 said, "Teach me, Lord, the way of thy statutes." And then what did he say he would do? He said, "And I shall keep it till the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." That means he'd follow it. He would do it. He had the resolve to live the truth. It's like the songwriter said, "I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. So therefore," the conclusion verse says, "I'll sail the wide seas no more." In other words, he's going to go the narrow way. He's going to live his life anchored to the haven of rest. And so Paul says to the Romans in chapter 6, he said, "Stop yielding your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but as children of God, yield yourself to righteousness." And then Peter said virtually the same thing, "As obedient children, stop allowing yourselves to be fashioned by the former desires and your ignorance. Make up your mind," he says. "Take action, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober, and fix your hope on the grace that is being brought to you as a result of the revelation of Jesus Christ." The power, where does the power come from? Because that is now the ultimate essential question. And the power is the enabling grace of God. We can't get the idea that we can do any of this alone or in the strength of the flesh. We dare not trust the arm of the flesh. We cannot do this with our own human reasoning or with our own human resources or strength. We must do this in the strength of God. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Rather, we must understand it is God who worketh in you both the will and do of his good pleasure. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. All admonitions of Paul to the Ephesian believers. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Galatians 2. And then Paul concludes Ephesians 6 with, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness and the sword of the Spirit, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's war. We are in the spiritual battle of the ages. And it may well be that we're coming down quickly to the very last battle. You look across this world, and I don't know how you can't wonder if this is not quickly coming down to that last battle. I hope you understand the grave danger that you face out in this world. And again, we're not talking about using carnal weapons, because they're not going to work, because it's not a fleshly war. It's a war against principalities and powers with great forces at work. And so we need great resources and we need great power. That means we need the Word of God and the Spirit of God. In order to be faithful and fruitful, we need to be able to discern truth from error. That's only going to come through a knowledge of the truth. And we need to be continually learning and growing in that truth. We need to be conscious of and rejecting human reasoning and fleshly thinking. And instead, moment by moment, day by day, surrendering to and faithfully following the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Remember the promise of Scripture that says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, my friend, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth. Be faithful to the call of God as one of his servants, one of his ambassadors, one of his soldiers. Be engaged in the battle of the ages, and that is the battle for souls. The souls of men and women and boys and girls that need to know Christ. The author of Hebrews in chapter 12 makes this rallying cry statement where he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Isn't that true? How we are so easily beset with sin and other weights, things in life that may not necessarily be sin in and of themselves, but they just distract us and cause us to fall out of the race. Instead, the author says here, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And so let's resolve to do that this week. Be not deceived. Instead, have discernment, wisdom, power. Live for Christ. Live for his approval. Live for his smile. Have a godly week. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.